That's why I went here.
Actually, I do want banana to get a cereal.
You want banana?
Banana. Banana.
We've all decided too that there's no more flushing of litter. Mm-hmm. We gotta put it in. We gotta bag it now.
We were told that. Yeah.
We were told it. Now we know it. And we're not gonna do it.
I love when I sit next to you.
Well, King Jesus, I thank you for all my babies at this table. I thank you that math is hard and it takes time. It just takes practice and we get it. It takes a lot of practice. Because we don't understand math at first does not mean anything bad. It just requires a lot of practice. That's all.
Means everything bad.
Nope. Look at me. Telling you the truth. I needed a lot of practice in math and I'm really smart. Okay?
What's 2 plus 2?
Super slew?
No, what's 2 plus 2?
I'm not taking a math quiz right now. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. It requires a lot of practice. So, we're in season 4, episode 158. Right now, I'm feeling very grateful that the Lord provides. He just provides. I'm so grateful that the Lord provides so well.
I didn't know that was so good.
Dad, can you give me some cereal, please?
Bless you. Lord Jesus, I claim healing.
What? Number
for Grandma. For Danielle. For our family. For Kathy. Christine.
From that jewelry.
Remove all the plaque from my mom's heart. Realign the neurology, God. Realign the neurology for all of us. The balance, the sense of balance, Jesus. And the connections. Did you answer, Daddy? Form the neural highways and help us to be paying attention to what you have to say and help us to be just on with you, God. Help us to prioritize the day well and just get our things straight and to learn a system together of organization and just abiding with you and walking with you. Thank you for helping us to remember communion. Thank you that we don't do that. That's not okay. Take that out. It's not okay. Thank you for my children, Hopi, who want to listen and obey. You just heard me tell Luke not to put things underneath the table, right?
I was having my hand over.
I don't want anybody's hands lifting up the plastic, okay? Okay, thank you. Including that baby. Keep the plastic down. Keep the plastic down. Yeah. Okay. I thank you for Daddy's mind. I ask that you would open our minds up to the work that you want us to do today. That you would bless us with strong thinking, God. That you would bless us with strong love. That you would bless us with strong fortitude. You would bless us with strong listening. And strong relationships, God. And strong humility. Help us to focus on what you have to say, not on what we have to say. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, you guys were a little bit better when I was praying. Thank you.
Hooray.
Yeah, we're going to go to Psalm 11. Psalm 11. Okay, I want you guys to tell me what you're thinking of. I want you to close your eyes. And when I pray, tell me what you see in your heart, in your mind's eye. In your spirit eye. Don't smear the table and make noise. Close your eyes. Okay. In the Lord, I take refuge.
You're playing on a Nintendo all day.
I don't think that was probably from the Lord. What does it say to say, in the Lord, I take refuge? What?
Something like forever.
Mmm.
Like, And ever.
He said, how then can you say to me, flee like a bird to your mountain? For look, the wicked bend their bows. They set their arrows against the strings to shoot from the shadows at the upright in heart.
They shoot the arrows.
Go to your own seat. Go to your own seat. Look at me. What did I say? Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. When the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do?
Save it.
Here's the answer, okay? So David is saying, first of all, the Lord shelters me. He protects me. Then he's saying to the Lord, how could you just tell me to run away? The wicked are trying to get me and pierce me with arrows, right? And you want to hear what his answer is to the Lord? Mm-mm. He says, the Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is on his heavenly throne. Where does the Lord live?
In our house. That's right. I'm in heaven.
Yeah.
He's the smallest and biggest.
All over, right? But the temple...
There was 1,055 gods.
Nope. There's one God.
Well, God is only God.
The temple is your body. He says he lives in the temple of your body. And then the Bible says he observes everyone on earth. Everybody make eyes. Make binoculars. He observes everyone on earth. His eyes examine them. Take your microscope and examine.
Monkey man.
Examine. Take your microscope. His eyes examine them. The Lord examines the righteous, but the wicked, those who love violence, he hates with a passion. Go like this. He hates the wicked with a passion. Right? On the wicked, he will rain. Look. Rain down fiery coals and burning sulfur on the wicked. You guys, take your fingers. Rain it down. On the wicked. A scorching wind, go like this. Will be their lot. I didn't blow at anybody. For the Lord is righteous. He loves justice. And the upright will see his face. Point to your face. The upright will see his face. Whose face are they going to see?
Face.
The Lord's. And who's going to get to see God's face?
God.
The upright.
The
upright. Look at even baby doing it. The upright will see the Lord's face.
The upright.
Yeah. Okay. Proverbs 24.
Happy meet you in heart. Much joy.
27. Okay, listen. Ready? Are you ready? Okay. Do not lurk like a thief near the house of the righteous. Do not plunder their dwelling place. Take stuff. Do not plunder their dwelling place. Look. Though the righteous fall seven times, they rise again. They rise again. Rise up again. Rise again. But the wicked stumble when calamity strikes. The wicked stumble like that. Stumble when calamity strikes.
I'm definitely not going to trip. Thanks, son. I'm definitely not
going to
trip.
Woo! All right.
I'm definitely going to trip.
Look, go like this. Do not gloat. Like this. When your enemy falls.
Ha 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 ha. You stupid.
When they stumble, make your hands stumble.
I'm definitely not going to fall.
Do not rejoice. Hold your hands. Hold your mouth so you're not laughing. When the wicked stumble, do not rejoice. Hold your mouth, kid. So we don't laugh. or the Lord will see and disapprove and turn his wrath away from them. Okay? So when your enemies stumble and get hurt, we should not be glad, because the Lord will no longer be mad at the wicked. He'll be mad at us for sinning. Do you get it?
Mm-hmm. If the wicked stumbles, will we sin?
Do we have to pray for the wicked?
You pray for your enemies, yes.
What about Satan?
Okay. You don't pray for Satan? You pray against him. You stop him. Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like Bible? You kick him. Like
what the Bible says, pray for.
Mama, remember?
You can pray that he'll turn back to the Lord. Mommy, sure.
Can you do this moment when,
all right.
When it was almost nighttime?
Hold on, let's see. All right. Do not fret. Everybody fret.
I want some.
Do not fret because of evildoers. And don't be envious. Look jealous. Don't be envious of the wicked. Look very jealous. For the evildoer has no future hope. Look far out in the future. The evildoer has no future hope. Look far out in the future. Hopi, look far out. Yeah. The evildoer has no future hope.
Bye-bye.
And look, put up your lamp. And now snuff the candle out. The lamp of the wicked will be snuffed out. The lamp of the wicked will be snuffed out. You can blow it.
Mm-hmm. Look.
That's why we should not be scared of the evil, because the lamp of the wicked will be snuffed out. Okay? And here's the last one. Fear the Lord and the King, my son. Let's fear the Lord like this. Pay reverence to the Lord. Fear the Lord, my King and son, and do not join with rebellious officials. Look, hold hands and then take your hand away, because we don't want to join up with rebellious officials.
That's I shake hands.
Okay, so if you were rebellious, I would take my hand away. And if I were rebellious, you'd take your hand away and say, no way. Take your hand away. Say, no way. Yeah. For those two will send sudden destruction on them. And who knows what calamities they can bring. Okay?
Yeah, we're supposed to beat him in Legend of Zelda, which we're not getting even close to, but we will.
I think I was doing the wrong verses. Okay, here. All right. Listen, we're going to testify. Write down on your hand. Do not testify against your neighbor without cause. Would you use your lips to mislead? Say, wag your finger. No. Do not say, I'll do to them as they've done to me. I'll pay them back for what they did. Okay, wave your finger. No. All right, here. Walk past the field of a sluggard. I went past the field of a sluggard. Past the vineyard of someone who has no sense. And now make a thorn. Thorns came up. Had come up everywhere. The ground was covered with weeds. Make weeds. The stone wall was in ruins. Look at the wall in ruins. In ruins. Okay, and then now touch your heart. I applied my heart to what I observed. I learned a lesson. Point to your head. I learned a lesson from what I saw. And now fold your hands like this. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a thief. Jump. Will come on you like a thief. And scarcity like an armed man. Get your gun. Scarcity like an armed man. Okay, so if you sleep, guess what's going to jump on you? Poverty. And scarcity. So we cannot just be lazy. Definitely cannot be lazy.
We just look at it.
27 to 34.
It.
Cade, it's offensive that you pretend to shoot at me. You cannot pretend to shoot at people that you love. Okay. Okay, we're gonna go to Isaiah.
We can shoot 66. At our tail.
Is this the last one of Isaiah? 66.
Yay!
Whoa! We've spent a long time in Isaiah. We will let me think about it. We don't normally do anything for that.
Wait, so nothing?
Well, let me think about it. I'm going to read Isaiah 66. Jesus, please open our hearts and our minds to understand what you have to bring us. Sit down, Luke. Okay. Isaiah 66 is all about judgment and hope. This is what the Lord says. Heaven is my throne. Earth is my footstool. Where is the house you will build for me?
I know.
Where will my resting place be?
Right here.
Has not my hand made all these things, and so they came into being, declared the Lord?
God made all these houses just for the people. God wanted friends.
Do you know? You're right. Do you know how big God is? Do you know how big the earth is?
Giant.
His foot.
He's the only king of kings.
Yes.
Guess what?
I know
the exact size of
like,
he's bigger than this.
I want to be the king. He's, he is humongous. Okay. He is as big as a tree.
It's time for you to listen.
He's like humongous.
He's humongous. It's time to listen.
Even bigger than
the whole earth. The whole earth. He could rest his foot on. That's how big his foot is.
Here's his foot. I mean,
he sits his booty on the throne of heaven.
His toenail is the size of the earth.
But he's like,
I need this.
I'm doing Bible with them.
It's three.
This what, is for the your
exact
art?
Size. Here. 3 quadrillion.
It was due Friday.
3 quadrillion. 3 quadrillion.
Here, you're not taking it. I will.
Okay. Can you,
I will airdrop it.
Share it to the air.
This is the exact
what
size.
What is it called?
His chest. It's the check your progress homework.
This is the size of his chest. 3 million dectillion. Centimillion, googletillion, sextillion, millionillion.
Sextillion.
That's the exact size.
Okay, Micah, see if you get it.
And it can also be 1 inch.
Like 1,055.
Okay, listen. Listen. Okay, quiet. That's what that means. Quiet.
He like sits on our heads.
Be quiet.
Ow, my, oh.
The Bible's gonna tell us. The Bible's gonna tell us. Who does God look on with favor? Are you ready? These are the ones I look on with favor. Those who are humble and contrite in spirit and who tremble at my word. But whoever sacrifices a bull is like one who kills a person, and whoever offers a lamb is like one who breaks a dog's neck. Whoever makes a grain offering is like one who presents pig's blood, and whoever burns memorial incense is like one who worships idols. They've chosen their own ways, and they delight in their abominations. So I also will choose harsh treatment for them and bring on them what they dread. For when I called, no one answered. When I spoke, no one listened. They did evil in my sight and choose what displeases me. Hear the word of the Lord, you who tremble at his word. Your own people who hate you and exclude you because of my name have said, let the Lord be glorified that we may see your joy. Yet they will be put to shame. Hear that uproar from the city. Hear that noise from the temple. It is the sound of the Lord repaying his enemies all they deserve. Before she goes into labor, she gives birth. Before the pains come upon her, she delivers a son. Who has heard of such things? Who has ever seen things like this? Can a country be born in a day, or a nation be brought forth in a moment? Yet no sooner is Zion in labor than she gives birth to her children. Do I bring to the moment of birth and not give delivery, says the Lord? Do not close up the womb when I bring to delivery. What?
I said, what is a sec?
What is it? What?
I heard the word in Alexa and Dad said something. A female and a male do tell me a trick.
I love you.
Oh, I love you too. Let me go back to this. Yet no sooner is Zion in labor than she gives birth to her children. Do I bring to the moment of birth and not give delivery, says the Lord? Do I close up the womb when I bring to delivery, says your God? Listen. Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad for her, all you who love her. Rejoice greatly with her, all you who mourn over her. For you will nurse and be satisfied at her comforting breasts. You will drink deeply and delight in her overflowing abundance. For this is what the Lord says, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the wealth of nations like a flooding stream. And you will nurse and be carried on her arm and dandled on her knees. As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you, and you will be comforted over Jerusalem. When you see this, your heart will rejoice, and you will flourish like grass. The hand of the Lord will be made known to his servants, but his fury will be shown to his foes. See, the Lord is coming with fire, and his chariots are like a whirlwind. He will bring down his anger with fury and rebuke his rebuke with flames of swords. For with fire and with his sword, the Lord will execute judgment on all people, and many will be those slain by the Lord. Those who consecrate and purify themselves and go into the gardens following one who is among those who eat the flesh of pigs, rats, and other unclean things, they will meet their end together with the one they follow, declares the Lord. And because of what they've planned and done, am about to come. And I, because of what they planned and done, am about to come and gather the people of all the nations and languages, and they will come and see my glory. I will set a sign among them, and I will send some of those who survive to the nations, to Tarshish, to the Libyans and Lydians, famous as archers, to Tubal in Greece, and to the distant islands that have not heard of my fame or seen my glory. Sit down, Luke. They will proclaim my glory among the nations. Luke. And they will bring all your people from all the nations. Sit. To my holy mountain in Jerusalem as an offering to the Lord on horses, in chariots and wagons, and on mules and camels, says the Lord. They will bring them as the Israelites bring their grain offerings to the temple of the Lord in ceremonially clean vessels. And I will select some of them also to be priests and Levites, says the Lord. As the new heavens and the new earth that I make will endure before me, declares the Lord, so will your name and descendants endure. From one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, all mankind will come and bow down before me, says the Lord. Because you're eating. And they will go out and look on the dead bodies of those who rebelled against me. The worms that eat them will not die. The fire that burns them will not be quenched, and they will be loathsome to all mankind. Ooh. Okay. I need the chronological Bible. Let Hope do it. She's closer, please.
What? Kate is doing it.
Cade? I gave you an instruction. Why do I have to say it twice? Next time, let me say it once.
Why does girl never do everything?
She's just closer right now. Okay, thank you. You would be closer. Sit down, Luke, in your own seat. Right, let's listen. What, Cade?
I feel like if I do sit there, she's still going to get it because she's a girl.
She doesn't always sit there. Luke, sit down. Cade, sit down. Matthew 14, verse 1 and 2. This is real short. This is the story of when Herod is mistaking Jesus for John the Baptist back from the dead. When Herod Antipas, the ruler of Galilee, heard about Jesus, he said to his advisors, "This must be John the Baptist raised from the dead. That is why he can do such miracles." What do you think of that, guys?
Crazy-ish.
Crazy-ish?
Because I know God can do everything.
He could do everything. But he misunderstood, didn't he? Herod was using his own thoughts. Okay, that's it.
Yay!
Here, kid, you can put it back. That's very helpful to me. Thank you. Puppy, clean up from breakfast.